כותב הרבש.
רבש writes, a request is when a person feels that what he is lacking. This is especially in the heart, meaning that it does not matter what he says with his mouth, since requesting means that a person what he needs. And all of man's needs are not in the mouth, but in the heart. Therefore, it does not matter what a person says with his mouth. Rather, the Creator knows the thoughts. Hence, what is heard above is only what the heart demands and not what the mouth demands, since the mouth has no deficiency that must be satisfied.
Shalom, chaverim ahuvim.
Hello, beloved friends. The tens of Ashkelon, 3, Tel Aviv, 2, and 1, Creator 1, have reached a very powerful connection this week when we built this special preparation today, a preparation on the topic of a prayer. And we need to make an effort to open up our hearts so that we will reach the right prayer. So let's hear a second excerpt source about the prayer with the intention of all of us.
Rabash. When he decided in his heart, he asked the Creator to take this from potential to practically, meaning not only from the point of the thought and desire, he sees the body does not agree to this, to be able to nullify all his desires for the Creator, and not for his own benefit. Then he should pray to the Creator to help him, want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself.
An active workshop. How do we reach a prayer from the bottom of the heart in order to receive help from the Creator? Again, how do we reach a prayer from the bottom of the heart in order to receive help from the Creator? An active workshop.
We get to it by continuing and increasing and increasing, intensifying, even if it's not always clear. The main thing is to help one another, not let go of the prayer. And the light discerns it and aims it in the right direction until it's from the depth of the heart.
This addition of exertion that we see as in the example of the friends, when each one simply gives everything he can in every opportunity, certainly in the lesson right now, we should be in one complete prayer together for the benefit of the entire vessel. And our work is for everyone.
That's our favorite topic lately. It feels like as much as we deepen in it, the more it concerns us and bothers us, and we are engaged in it and will raise its importance. We will really dig into it and work with it till it becomes so important that from all of our activities and all that we do, it will truly bring our heart to feel how much it must but can't. That's the trick to that breaking point.
Yes, the key is only together. The depth of the heart is the place where we all exist, connected between us and with the Creator. And we need help from that place, from the friends, from the Creator, from outside of us, because no one can reach that place by himself. Reach that point of a request for help.
This is cumulative work, and this is process, this cumulative process, and there are no shortcuts. Exertion And the key is as much as possible together, one for the other. Exertion and persistence and determination to work as much as possible to the Creator. And then the gap between the desirable and the existing will open up for us better and better.
As much as it hurts us, as much as it hurts us, even that it doesn't hurt us, and that is really what should pain us, that we should not be ready, that another day will just go by, just like yesterday went by. And in that we need to share with each other in the deficiencies, in the despairs, and opposite that, the greatness and importance of the Creator.
When we come to the point where it's the end of the will to receive, and we know that we're in our nature and it's impossible to reach the goal, and we need the upper force, the negative force to exit, I think that's the point where we are ready to scream, to cry out, because we're standing before a wall, and to emerge towards help from above.
A prayer from the bottom of the heart is the final result of this game of ours. Here, each one should check if he's keeping the rules of the Kabbalists, and he incorporates with the friends and thinks about the friends, the Kabbalists promise that then this works.
After many efforts, exertions, requests, please, where the deficiency grows and we really want but can't.
Yes, we need to yearn, to want help from the Creator. And then the question comes in, what do we need to get help from the Creator for? What are we going to do with it? What are we asking for whom? And from there, we continue.
Kotev Rabash.
Rabash writes, there's a great rule that the person himself is called a creature, meaning that only he alone, other than him, it is already considered the holy Shechina. It follows that when he prays for his contemporaries, it is considered that he is praying for the holy Shechina, which is in exile, and needs all the salvations. This is the meaning of eternity, and precisely in this manner, the light of mercy can be revealed.
Thank you, friends. Friends, now we're going to have a silent workshop. Each friend builds a prayer for the collective, and we incorporate together into one common prayer. Again, each friend builds a prayer for the collective, and we incorporate together into one common prayer.
Prayer. A common prayer from the Tel Aviv 210 and Ashkelon 3:10. Help my friends to be in constant awe and to work you in every opportunity. For there to always be room for prayer in the work of the heart and bring our hearts closer so that we will be in faith above reason without cessation.